Play-Doh Podcast, February 2012.
Welcome to the Play-Doh Podcast with myself, Nick Dubs. Big up Sean for the last podcast. Personal, actually, Defected Records. Real spotlight on them. It's good listen, so if you check back on that last month with Sean. Right now, coming up on this month's edition, we've got music from Laura Jones, Superfunk. We got some Frank Roger and Mandel Turner after all. Absolutely big tune. And we got Thug Fucker on the artist profile. So without further ado, let's move forward. This is Frank Roger after all.
The Play-Doh Podcast.
After all,
Never listened to the podcast before then, this is the Artist Profile, where we track down artists who we think are doing big things right now, got a big future, and we get the lowdown on what they're doing. This month we have got, all the way from New York City, Homar and Greg, aka Fugfucker.
Hey Scott, how are you?
It's Nick, man. Scott's here, but he's not going to be doing interviews.
No, that's it, fall off, forget it, fuck it, we can't do it.
Sweet, nice one, man. Right, what's going on, people? So Homer's from Iceland and you're from New York, that's right, Greg, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
A proper unlikely combination. How did that come about?
We met at a party, well, unsurprisingly. I mean, I guess I wouldn't talk too much about our state of mind at the time. It might be incriminating, but we got in the middle of the dance floor. We happened to each other, and we got into a very deep conversation about the plight of the rhythm blind, which I don't know if you're familiar with the rhythm blind, but it's rhythm blind or like color blind, but for rhythm.
Okay.
So they're at the edges of dance floors and stuff, and or in the middle of a dance floor because they're completely unaware of their blindness and.
it's a bit problematic, but you feel bad for colorblind people, and we were just talking about how we feel bad for rhythm blind people, but not like a pity sense, just like we want them to be able to, you know, like
to help them actually, you know.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen them on a dance floor thing as well.
Exactly, and they just can't see it. So we basically, before we even came up with Thugfucker, we actually started a charity together, the Rhythm Blind Foundation, and we decided we were going to throw benefit parties, which we had never got around to yet, but we're working on.
We did put it on, because at the time I was throwing quite a bit of parties in New York, and Greg as well, and And we started putting it on flyers, you know, like this is a benefit for the foundation to have the rhythm blind, you know. I don't know if we had an acronym for it.
We didn't have, we were gonna throw big parties with like cage dancers that were rhythm blind and t-shirts that said, please don't stare at the rhythm blind. you know, like the thing is, like, you can't really like cure it, like color blindness. So you have to like, you know, like what we were trying to think actually about what you do for something you can't cure, right? But there's still charities for things like that. So we realized that what you do is you just raise awareness. So we were going to raise awareness.
It's all about raising awareness, really.
I feel like I've done a good job already in this.
It's a good concept, man. I think it's something you should bring over here, probably.
Well, Magda, you know, I talked to Magda at Burning Man last year, and she's on board. We're going to create a board, and she's going to be on the board. So we're going to make. I see a compilation coming.
Well, I think I'll be attended definitely, without a doubt, man. I don't know where to go from this, but you both had pretty successful careers before you started producing, right? When did you start to give up like your careers and then just concentrate fully on the music?
Well, Hallmark stopped doing his career before I stopped doing my career, but I would say I stopped doing my old job in 2003. It was really, I don't know, Giuliani stepped down as mayor. I felt like it was time for me to stop, you know, doing non-musical things. You, Omar?
I guess maybe 2001. I also became a father at the time, so...
We're going to play Disco now. It's a Tale of Us remix from last year. It's probably one of the biggest tracks easily last year, man. Oh, are you really happy with the outcome of that tune?
I know, we could have done better.
It's probably a stupid question to be putting into.
Of course, it's amazing, and it's cool because it was, you know, it's also like, really proud that it's the first track from Life and Death, you know, our label, and it's how it's sort of also coincides pretty short after us becoming friends with us, and we're really close friends, and so it's not, I mean, it's amazing career wise, it's amazing, you know, just to see hear that many people hearing, you know, a track that you were involved in, and sort of it's really cool, but I think beyond it, it's really like a sort of marker in a time of our lives as well, which is a beginning of a lot of other things, so for that it's cool as well.
The Artist Profile. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
is the Artist Profile. This month we have got Bugfucker. The Artist Profile.
You've got WMC coming up in Miami. Are you guys heading over there? You playing? Anything you're particularly looking forward to over there this year?
Yes, we're doing a Life and Death Showcase on Friday, which is, I think it's almost sold out already. So if you're interested, please, I don't know, buy them quick or call somebody you know. But yeah, it's a cool venue, but it's just crazy how quick. So it's us and it's Magda and her label in the other room, and it's Tale of Us and Pillow Talk Live and DJ Tennis and Clockwork and us.
It's going to be a pretty fat lineup, basically.
It's going to be pretty crazy, I think. And we'll be coming from the Vision Quest barbecue, God knows how that's going to end up. But I have a suspicion.
Might be a little bit messy.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then we're playing the Liaison.
Yeah, on Sunday we're
mansion
playing
party.
The big villa. We're playing this party called Last Resort, and that has like also an insane lineup. That's with our booking agency in North America, South America, and they put together this insane party that kind of makes up for the fact that Sunday school isn't happening. So it's cool.
Wicked. Sounds good, man. We're gonna play one more track on here, the Morgana track, the new tune on Seth's Vision Quest label. How did you like come about to doing that for Vision Quest? Are you friends with them from a long time ago, or just kind of met through parties?
Seth is the one that talked me into going to Burning Man, so he definitely get win big points for that one. Thanks, Seth. Nice one. And as well as Tale of Us, those guys are really good friends with the Vision Quest guys, obviously. So it sort of made sense. Actually, we did the tracks, and then we just passed it along to Seth and the guys just to, you know, check it out. And they were really interested right away, so that was cool. That was really nice, because obviously it's a pretty amazing label. Nice to be in good company. The Artist Profile.
This is the Play-Doh Podcast. We'll be right back.
big thanks to Fuck.car for chatting to us on the artist profile, and they'll be back a little later on in the podcast, so they'll be supplying this month's guest mix. Right, let's push on with some more music. This is Solomon's remix of Lucky Star by Superfunk and Ron Carroll.
Shining in the night. When you look up, you'll feel my love. 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 You'll feel my love.
This is the Play-Doh Podcast.
I wanna be a star, baby.
Now it's time for the Play-Doh news. We've announced the next date of our party at Bar Chameleon. It's on the 6th of May. For those of you attending, that is my birthday, so feel free to bring a present along with you. And this is going to mark the launch of Play-Doh Records. We've got a final addition to the lineup, which is top secret and won't be announced until the 1st of April. But what I can reveal is there's going to be a fat set coming from myself, Sean Scott and Paul Lee, back-to-back business for the final hour. Tickets are going on sale from 9 a.m. on the 1st of March and they're going to be available from Resident Advisor. Make sure you get a ticket early. I'll tell you this now because it's going to be a ram-jam business. The Play-Doh Hot One. Right, still to come this month, we've got the Play-Doh Classic. We've still got a guest mix to come from Thugfucker. But right now, it's time to push on with the Play-Doh Hot One. And this is going to be the Jamie Jones remix of Storm Queen's track, Look Right Through. Absolute banger. I know a lot of people loving this one. So check it out. Jamie Jones, Storm Queen, Look Right Through. The Play-Doh Hot One.
Letting people in, but they don't talk to me, they look right through.
Play-Doh Hot One.
Sun comes up, I'm alone again, with the lights on in my head. Just a little hours away from my little room, 'cause I gotta go back soon. Just other people's lives, all the long goodbyes, watching in the mirror with longing in my eye. Looking right through me, just like you, baby. I can't believe it, just like you, just like you.
Right, so the tune you're just hearing was Maceo Plex, a remix of Laura Jones' track Loving Me. Absolute banger from New Year's Day for everyone that reached out to Hot Natured. Absolutely banging tune on the system, this one. Earlier on, they featured on the artist profile, and now we've got Thugfucker dropping in on the guest mix and an insight into their sound. So here it is, this month's guest mix, Thugfucker.
Now, the guest mix.
Ah, good evening, Og. How are you?
I don't know.
Now that I've finished building the capacitron, we can finally get to the moon!
System. You.
Stay high for me, babe. Oh, man. Stay high for me, babe. Stay high for me, babe. Oh, man. Stay high for me, babe. Stay high for me, babe. Oh, man. Stay high for me, babe. Stay high for me, babe. All night.
We'll be right back. Classic.
Right, now it's time for the Play-Doh Classic. We are going to drop a tune from 1988. A band called New Order, track entitled Fine Time. Check this out. That's about it for this month's podcast. In the background is a bit of New Order. Don't forget about the party coming up real soon. The lineup's fully announced on the 1st of April. I'll see you in a pit.
That was the Play-Doh podcast. Check out Play-Doh.com for the latest Play-Doh updates.